Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Daily Dish. In today's episode, I will be bringing you all the top stories in the world of technology, sports, politics, and entertainment. What is Elizabeth Warren's new political proposal? Stick around to find out that answer on today's episode of Daily Dish.
There's no way in the world, if anything's meaningful and truthful, that you're not going to offend someone. You've got to be able to say what it is, say how it is, and take the consequence.
20 local government entities across Texas have been hit by a coordinated ransomware attack. Ransomware attacks have been gaining currency among hackers in recent years as a preferred method of extortion, especially among municipal entities. Digital intruders will plant malicious code inside the networks of an agency's information systems, often exploiting the relatively unsophisticated or out-of-date cyber defenses of ill-prepared cities, and then shut down access to computers or specific databases. Dallas Cowboys star running back Ezekiel Elliott won't face criminal charges after his altercation with a security guard at a Las Vegas music festival. Prosecutors reportedly decided not to move forward with the case after reviewing all of the available evidence. Elliott continues to hold out in order to force a new contract from the Cowboys, but it doesn't seem like a resolution is close. Senator Elizabeth Warren has rolled out many detailed plans on the presidential campaign trail, but over the weekend she released her longest, most comprehensive plan yet. The topic? Native Americans and tribal rights. The proposal, released ahead of a presidential forum on the topic in Iowa on Monday, comes as Warren has risen in the polls and as President Donald Trump has stepped up his attacks on the Massachusetts senator and her past claims of Native American heritage. At more than 9,000 words, the plan is more than double the length of any other proposal that she's introduced during her presidential campaign. That includes her ambitious plans to break up some of the biggest tech companies in the world, forgive more than $600 billion in student loan debt, and revamp the federal government's investment in rural America, including a massive expansion of broadband. Disney's live-action remake of the animated film Mulan is facing calls for a boycott after its star voiced support for Hong Kong's police force. The Chinese actress, who is a naturalized U.S. citizen, reposted a viral pro-police comment on the Chinese social media platform Weibo. The post quotes, "I also support Hong Kong police. You can beat me up now." On Twitter, the hashtag Boycott Mulan began gaining traction. Twitter users accused the actress of supporting police brutality and also pointed to the freedoms she enjoys as an American citizen. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's families are holding out hope that the two will once again reconcile. The two have been on and off over the past 10 years, and the family is hoping that this is just another bump in the road. Cyrus outgrew her partying phase and was focused and serious about her new music, while Hemsworth continued to party with his friends, as detailed in Cyrus's new song, Slide Away, which was released only days after they announced their split. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Daily Dish. I hope you got your fill of what's happening in the world, and I look forward to bringing you another one soon. And thanks for subscribing. Please feel free to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or whatever other social media you can think about. The name is Saintel Daily, and please subscribe at youtube.com/SaintelDaily. That's SaintelDaily. Saintel Daily. See you next time.